You're listening to a 1FM podcast.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on midweek malarkey. Just made it then. We had a week off. I'm not ready to go yet, but how are we all? Full house.
Yep, we're ready. Rock and roll.
Feels very strange with four people in here.
Yeah, welcome back, Az.
It's been a fair old stint on the sidelines. Good to be back.
Very good.
Had to tell them where we were today.
Yes, directions.
Yeah, directions.
I'm glad I slotted straight back into my seat, like second in line. So I thought these two boys would have taken over that seat, but obviously not up to the task yet.
It's because you got here at 4 p.m. because you were nervous.
He's just been pacing outside.
We did put out some feelers to replace Az. It was getting worrying at a stage, but
no one wanted to live in his shadow.
Well, no one did.
I actually had too many applicants and we couldn't get through them all.
Yes, that was it. Song theme tonight, that was song one there, Red Hot Chili Peppers with Scar Tissue. It's Bill's theme. Now, if you don't remember, because we did have the week off last week, one artist, one hour, you had Powderfinger last time.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, not bad. Oh, I'm enjoying some Chili Peppers, though.
Yeah, so. No, that's fair. Another good...
To get a bit of harsh feedback on Powderfinger, actually.
You got harsh feedback?
Yes.
What was the feedback?
Is it just me or do all their songs sound the same?
If that's euphoric, then I don't know what the other word is there that you can use, but there's probably words for that individual.
Fair bump. Play on.
I don't know who it is, so we'll talk offline.
Yeah, no, very good. That's coming up. So plenty of Red Hot Chili Peppers. If you do like them, definitely stick around. If you don't, stick around for our banter. COVID, quick coverage. Looking pretty good, I guess, with borders starting to reopen. Sports back.
I think a Chuka's a bit buggered.
If you want to talk cases, probably not looking as good.
No.
Cases are at an all-time high, I guess, for Shep even.
Are they?
Yeah, I think we got 300 something active.
Wouldn't even notice.
Oh, yeah, almost 400, but it's good.
The state cases are coming down though,
and I guess so is the ICU rate. Mm. People in hospital. So that's probably the most important thing, I guess.
Mm. Not putting the stress on the hospital system.
Yes, but out and about. So much so that local cricket started. Did you play on the weekend, Wilbur?
No, I didn't actually.
You didn't?
No, I'm just giving the opposition a bit of a break up until Christmas as a present for Christmas.
Heard you train the house down too.
I've been badging 16-year-olds.
Yeah, yeah, standard
process. Whizzing past the head.
Billy, now I know we got washed out. How'd you go on debut, mate? If you want to run us through it.
On debut, I've stalwart of the club.
Debut this year. Sorry.
Nah,
we first got, game of the season.
So unfortunately, washed out. No result.
Excellent.
We did get some play in before the result.
We did.
Yes.
We were looking pretty good, actually.
Yeah.
We were 3 for 106, I think, when rain interrupted play. Few blokes got some runs, which was good to see.
You would have been on 20-odd not out, roughly.
Yes, I think so. I was on my way to a 50 or so. And
you've taken the helmet off already?
Yeah, pretty much. And
settling in.
Some blokes not so lucky to get runs on the weekend.
Yeah. Do you want to run through a ball-by-ball analysis, Bill? Or it'd be pretty quick. It'd be pretty quick.
Yeah, look, clean bowled.
First
over of the day. Hadn't trained for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hadn't had a hit for a while. And unfortunately, the castle rocked pretty early.
Very good. We did get washed out, which interestingly, most games around Shepparton got through.
They did.
We were on the wrong cloud. Numerica in for Gordon got...
I think there's only 3 games in total. And a couple... It was actually interesting. There's a couple that went to Duckworth Lewis to get through their game as well.
So there's only 3 that got fully washed out, you mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could not have played at Invergordon. It was a serious...
The pitch was pretty hard to read before the rain came.
Because it's a hard wicket.
Yeah.
Geez, we would have had some sore heads trying to work out the Duckworth Lewis out of there.
Yeah, no, pretty quick to call it off. Speaking of that, just I guess semi-related, but a bit more rain around by the looks of it. I don't know if anyone was listening to the weather beforehand. Another 40-odd mils in the next 2 or 3 days, potentially. So cricket might be a very slow start to the year. We might be getting to December without too much.
Just quickly, sorry.
Yeah.
The listeners might know, but we do have a new bloke on board this year, and he's our host, actually.
Oh, the Immigorn. Yes.
He's joined the club, so it was good to see. He didn't get to battle bowl or do much at all, but
I was good moral support.
Yeah, that's it. He cheered us on the sideline. So
he's got half a dash to his name because, you know, everyone on debut has to pick up the cones, and Brett wouldn't go and do it.
He's too busy reapplying his sunscreen.
When I was asked, that's true. When I was asked to pick up the cones, it was still torrential rain at that time.
Oh, Brett.
So I sort of...
Mate, no one's bigger than the club.
I didn't know where they went.
In next week or the week after, when you have to go do it in 45 degree heat, what would you rather, the heat or the rain?
Yeah, no, I'm happy to. I'm going to be 12th.
Where did you have him batting?
It was up high. Probably high? In our top nine.
I was eighth. Yes, that's right.
So where would have you had him fielding?
Oh, I see him as
drinks.
I see him probably in the covers, I reckon.
In the covers?
Yeah, I reckon he'd be pretty mobile and athletic.
Yeah.
You want your best fieldsman in the covers and point area, so.
Yeah, no, I'd support you on that.
Or fine leg.
Fine to fine.
Yeah, just fine to fine all day.
I was going to mention some local scores too, if anyone's interested outside of, not some local scores, we're going to focus on individuals.
Standouts.
Standout scores this week. Only two batsmen in the A grade got over 50 runs for the week. Kyle Mueller for Kyabram Cricket Club.
Bad beating a Gambie.
89 runs.
He's a local listener, Kyle. I know Kyle.
Is he? Yeah. There you go. Well done, Kyle, if you're listening. And then Riley Lau, I hope that's pronounced right. That's Central Park St. Brendan's Cricket Club. He 52, red ink too. Always good to get red ink early on in the year, boost that average.
We love it.
Very good. The only two players over 50. Josh Robinson will give you 41 runs for your honourable mention. Bowling, though, Billy McClay, Kyabram, 6 for 16.
That is tidy.
Good to get 6 wickets under your belt week one. It's pretty
in a one day game, yeah.
Off to a average a
fair, of fair breakaway, isn't it?
Yeah.
Off how many overs?
Eight. Yeah, Baldy's full eight, averaging 2.83 for the season now. So well done, Billy. And Blake Armstrong for Tatura also six for 21 off his 7 overs. So yeah, good start to the good year for those lads. Big action packed show coming up. We'll talk some more cricket. With the T20 World Cup and a bit of Shield cricket, bit of basketball and some other related sports. And I'm on the quiz tonight too, so look out. Coming up though, we've got, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Can't Stop. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
AJ's Motorcycles are now Shepparton Motorcycles. For more than 35 years, the crew at AJ's took pride in providing people from across our region and beyond with the highest quality sales, service and advice you would find anywhere. Shepparton Motorcycles are excited that Tom, Mel, Brendan and the crew will remain on board, delivering the same passion towards great customer service that has been the tradition for all of these years. Supplying a great range of bikes, side-by-sides, parts and apparel, you will still find us in the same great location, right next to the Shepparton train station. Shepparton Motorcycles, your home of KTM and Can-Am. LMCT 11819.
1FM sponsor.
The local property market is hot and there has never been a better time to sell. Are you thinking of selling, or maybe you're just curious about what your home is worth in today's market? Your Sold Real Estate has many qualified buyers looking for properties across the Golden Valley in all price ranges right now. At Your Sold Real Estate, you can expect a fresh, reliable, old-fashioned and proactive approach when it comes to selling your property. Put the billy on and we'll be around for a cuppa and a chat. Call today 5831 6633 or visit our website at yoursoldrealestate.com.au. You'll be sold by our service.
Station sponsor.
Hi, Daryl from Aussie Ag Supplies. If you're looking for new tractor parts, call us. We carry good stocks of parts for Sami, Deutz, McCormick, Landini, Massey Ferguson, TEA Fergies, Ford Tractors and Fiat. We're also now wrecking Massey Ferguson 3350, Sami Explorer 90, Golden 85, Frutetto 90 and 85 and 75 plus Lamborghinis and TEA Fergusons. Call me, Daryl, on 042823 5000. Remember the number 0428 235000.
Station sponsor.
When your backyard or garden needs a trim, a mow, a clean, hit up Shepherd and Mowers and Leisure. New owner, new name, and new home of gardening machinery. Stocking a full range of Husqvarna mowers, trimmers, brush cutters, chainsaws, blowers, pressure washers, and much more. Simply put, you'll find what you need there. They got everything for mowing, cleaning, and cutting, with finance options available too. Offering servicing on all of the best brands and free pickup and delivery in the local area. Shepherd and Mowers and Leisure, New Merca Road, opposite IGA.
1FM sponsor.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to 1FM Live and Local. You're on Midweek Malarkey. Wilbur, bit of feedback around the chili peppers, did I hear?
Yeah, it was advised from a source that if there was any, you know, artist that sounds the same in every song, it's the chili peppers. So... Mm. Right back at whoever has made that.
The powder finger comment.
Yeah.
Well, could be a... yeah. Anyway.
When their songs are that good, though, why wouldn't you want to keep repeating them? They're all so good.
No, it's not a smear against the Chili Peppers being ordinary. It's a smear that they're similar.
You do need to stay in your lane a bit. Ed Sheeran. Ed Sheeran's been releasing dance music of late. And I'm like, Ed, what are you doing, mate?
Stay in your lane, mate.
It's not you.
Yeah. Well, it's a bit like Taylor Swift going outside of the country music, then back into the little pop.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Don't start me on that.
Yeah. You probably needed a bit more gusto, though, I will say, to announce the song next.
Okay, I'll lift the gusto.
Yeah, a bit more gusto.
Going forwards. If you do have feedback and it's G-rated, please do get on the Facebook page.
Or call. Only in the ads.
Yeah, only the ads. Not
while we're on air.
Not that gifted with the phones. We don't have a full-time resource monitoring the phones yet. We could soon.
Oh.
No, that's just...
Apply within
yeah.
The Facebook page.
We might pay you a Coke an hour. Carlton. Bit of COVID at Carlton.
This afternoon. And a couple of cases today. Hawthorn, Carlton...
Yeah. Yeah, and it was with Carlton. It was Simon's refusing to get vaccinated. Is it? It'll be interesting how that plays out and how they don't name the Carlton player. But I noticed they named a Melbourne Storm player who's refusing to, as well. So it's a bit. I'm
sure we'll find out pretty soon when.
Well, that's what
when they're not on their list anymore, I guess.
Or they're not playing. I don't understand that part of it.
So.
It must be a pretty good player for Collingwood. I mean, Carlton to be asking the AFL about it and things like that. They must want to try and find a way around it.
Yeah, I think so too. And that's what I wondered. Yeah, I don't want to sound conspiracy theories around it, but like Mitch Cleary was the one who reported the story. He's involved with the AFL as well. So I wondered if there was a tactic to not mentioning the person. I don't know. Anyway, it'll be interesting what comes out in the next bit. As is anything at the moment, that's very topical, I guess. But we'll move on from that. 2020 World Cup, the Aussies. We're through to the...
Because they've still called it the 2020.
No, it's the 2020... it's the 2020 World Cup. No, sorry, T20 is what I meant by 2020 World Cup.
2020...
20 overs. 2020 cricket, Wilbur.
Okay.
But it's still the 2020 World Cup.
It is. Yeah,
that's what I was picking up there.
Yes, it is.
Like, hang on, is this still the T20?
No, but the T20 is the format. If anyone says 20 again, I'm leaving.
It's called the 2020.
So it is the triple 20 World Cup. Just like the Olympics, we're still Rio 2020.
Right.
So we've unpacked that, but... The format. So we're through. The Aussies are through.
India's out.
India is.
Thank God.
That is a real shame to see
Take
India.
Take that, Virat Kohli.
Miss out, really. Will, big fan of India.
I cannot stand Virat Kohli.
Still suffering from the test defeat, are we, a bit?
Carries on like a pork chop.
Okay.
I didn't know India had a rugby team.
But glad we've covered what format it is. But yeah, we're through. Davey Warner looking okay all of a sudden. Yeah. Mitch Marsh too. We spoke about Mitch Marsh here, and I don't want to say we had the early word on it, but he looked all right, didn't he?
Hey, you guys got the flick?
Has he?
I'm pretty sure. He hasn't been playing.
Nah, I think he got dropped for last game. I think they're pretty settled on this team they've got now, I reckon.
I like Smithy in at sort of five or six.
Yeah, just it's
to,
not a bad...
Just to steer the ship home if we're in strife.
Smudge.
Stephen Peter Devereaux. Smith.
Most players are starting to hit their straps, but I think the only bloke who's probably been down a bit is probably Aaron Finch.
Yeah.
Too many cigarettes.
Yeah. He has blown out a bit, Aaron.
I like Zampa.
Zampa.
He's going well.
He's carried us with the bowling, I think, a bit.
Do you reckon he gets a test? Has he going shield cricket?
No.
Because Nathan Lyon hasn't been going well.
No.
Lloyd Pope?
I'm not a massive Nat Lyon fan as much as some other people in the studio, but you would not replace Zampa with him. Zampa's not a... capable.
Is Swepson the next?
From a shield level, it's probably Swepson. Yeah, that's probably why Nat Lyon's got
I think someone on the panel would probably rather Nathan Lyon get arthritis and can't even spin the ball before he gets out of the test team.
He's just a stalwart. Who else is going to sing the song?
That's true. And who else is going to get, you know, a cheeky 20?
I think
at 11.
I think 10. Gazza plays till he says, all right, I've had enough.
Yeah, well, I guess we've got no other spinners in Australia, so fair enough.
Nathan Horrocks.
What about Holland? Holland isn't too bad.
Johnny Holland. But do you put in a 35-year-old in the team to start playing or?
Voges.
Yeah, okay. Fair call. On that, do you put Sean Marsh back in? He's in form. I had this later on down the track.
He's looking very good.
Yeah. So who do you think comes in? Usman Khawaja's in good form. Where do they look for that opening spot? I guess I don't know where they go. I don't know whether there's any early word on who they expect to come in.
I don't think they can pick. Like I saw Skull was trying to suggest a fresh blood, but... You can't be picking someone that doesn't have more than, you know, it's an Ashes series at home. You can't pick Marcus North. Marcus North. He's long gone. Marcus Harris. I don't think you can pick Marcus Harris. I don't think he's going to be up to, English bowlers, to be honest.
You're right.
It's hard because you think if they're set on Pekowski, you really just need to bring someone in as a band-aid until he's ready.
So Usman.
Yeah, or Marsh. Just bring in the one that's got the most form. That's
true. They usually like to go with someone who has been opening the batting in the shield cricket butt. So, they don't like to be bringing someone who's been batting at four and coming up and opening.
Yes.
I think it's...
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do go back to Burns for the first couple of test matches.
Yeah, okay. And he's been going okay, but he's been playing club cricket. He's not even playing state cricket.
Eight runs today for Joe Burns.
Oh, is he playing shield?
That's state cricket.
Yes, that is.
No.
A bit of an outside one, but
it's not T20 2020,
right? Yeah. Matt Renshaw.
No, Daniel Hughes has been batting quite well for New South Wales.
I would go. Interestingly, another opener that did turn up during the week on debut for Victoria too.
Seymour.
Straight into the Aussie.
Straight in. I don't know.
So he played in the GB Bush Bash here, so straight from the Bush Bash to the test team, you reckon?
Yeah, well, potentially. He's in form. He's 27, 28, but good on him for scratching up 100 on debut.
There's a chance that you could be playing... For the all Vic.
I don't want to say it goes Invergordon, Vic Bush Rangers, Australia.
No, I'm talking about AFL, mate. I'm talking about footy. I'm talking about footy as well.
Yeah.
There's a chance for you.
It's never too late.
You get listed.
Pretty much. For me, it's Usman, but he averaged over 40 in tests, and if you look at his Australia record,
Australian opening record is 80.
Yeah. On our pitches for our series, I think.
Pick the flak trap.
I would be happy to see Sean Marsh come back though and just ton up.
Usman's not too flash in the field though, is he?
He's improved. He's improved.
Yeah. Remember when he was a bit tubs?
Usman would be glad that Ian Chappell's not on the selection committee.
I did see that.
That's a good swipe.
Did you see the pot shot and then he pot shotted Ian and then just said how he liked Greg too. So just really the double.
In a live interview, he just goes...
Combo punch.
He just goes, he's not even the best cricketer in his family.
Mm.
He's entitled to his opinion.
That was a Michael Voss copped that. No, who copped that sledge? Mark Waugh copped it.
Mm. You don't probably don't say the Michael Voss one.
Oh, that's a bad one, is it? Yeah, okay. I won't say that one then. I'm just thinking of...
Not bad. It's just probably inappropriate for air.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking of I was thinking of brother-related sledges and went there. But someone got Mark Waugh with that, at least on the best cricketer in my family.
Yeah.
It might have been a Pakistani... Anyway, give us feedback on Facebook page if you do know who said that. Did want to talk a little bit of... just while we're on cricket, Chris Gayle, Dwayne Bravo, retired. Good careers. Chris Gayle, not 100% confirmed, but...
See him batting with Sonny's
40,
on. Yeah. That's king move.
The bloke is a king.
If you're 42 or 43 and still playing at the elite level...
And he got Mitch Marsh out.
Yeah. He got one of their two wickets.
Yeah, I think he got Mitch Marsh out, and like I think Marsh gave him a hug after he got the wicket.
Because I think it was the last ball of the innings.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Gail must have run up behind him and gave him a big hug. So
yeah.
Well, I reckon he'll be back at the next 2020 World Cup in 2023.
Yeah. Yes.
He wants to play one more game in the Caribbean, like for West Indies, and that'd be a send-off sort of thing. He'd like to finish on them terms, but who knows.
So Dwayne, how old's Dwayne?
Dwayne would be 40-odd as well. I think he's a bit slightly younger than Chris Gayle, but he'd be 40, yep, I reckon. He used to play, he was old, he played for Victoria for a bit, and I feel that was 10 years ago now, and there was a chance we love Dwayne because he's a Victorian at the game, so it's quite funny. We will move on. NBA.
Blast from the past there.
Blast from the past. I remember.
Yeah.
He was good form then too. Golden State Warriors in the NBA. Did want to talk about them briefly. 8-1 start to the season.
Haven't the Bulls had a pretty good start too?
Yeah, Bulls have had a very good start.
Yeah.
They've lost players obviously since... Like they lost Durant, then had an injury-plagued season. If they win the league this year... where does that put Steph Curry and Draymond Green in terms of
up there
in all time great? They have to go a fair way, don't they?
Yeah, I think you nearly have to say Steph would be probably top five of all time. I think if he went on to without Klay Thompson playing, this year, I think I think he got 50 points yesterday.
Yeah,
he's having a massive year at the start of this season.
Mm.
You'd easily pencil it in to be like in a top three. Like team eras of NBA. Like, you know, obviously you've got a Bulls 90s and then you've got, I don't know, it's better than the Cavs.
It's a bit Spurs-like, I reckon, where they just...
I reckon it's better.
It's system. It's not actually necessarily star players if they were to get up with this type of list.
I reckon it's better.
Moneyball situation.
Yeah, well...
Picking up people like Andre Iguodala, he's back now, I think, too. Is that correct?
Surely he's not.
I think he's still running around.
Hung up the boots, hasn't he?
The bloke's bionic. I reckon he's got more.
They get Vince Carter as well.
Yeah. Well, he's still playing, isn't he?
No, he's done.
I don't think he's in the NBA. He's probably still kicking around somewhere.
I thought he was some China League.
He played last year.
Yeah.
Anyway.
No, very good.
Fact check that.
Yeah, we will. Quick Wallabies update before another Chili Pepper song.
Not on air.
Not on air.
They lost. 15-13.
Who to?
The Scottish.
Oh. Scotland. How does Scotland rate?
Scotland's pretty good. They've beaten us here. They beat us here a few years ago in a really, really wet, windy game in Newcastle. So it suited them down. It was like a beautiful summer's day for them.
Yeah. What are the Scots? What are they?
The Highlanders?
The Thistles.
Thistles.
Oh, it's the Scotch.
Say 2020 thistles. Anyway, we'll move on. This one's quiz coming up, action packed. Get on the Facebook page and give us feedback if you've got any. And yeah, coming up, we've got Red Hot Chili Peppers with Under the Bridge. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
Good gusto.
PFB Wealth Group are financial planners specialising in self-managed super funds and retirement strategies. Did you know that around 1.1 million Aussies are members of a self-managed super fund? To see if a self-managed super fund is right for you, contact us today at PFP Wealth Group. We're located in Stewart Street, Shepparton, right next door to the Village Cinema.
See us to review your super to make sure you're on track for a comfortable retirement. Phone 1-800-ADVICE. That's 1-800-ADVICE. Or visit pfpwealth.com.au. PFP Private Wealth is an authorised representative of Synchron, AFSL 243313.
1FM sponsor.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GB's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel, found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport.
Station sponsor.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212 111. That's 58212 111.
1FM sponsor.
Did you know that the Cheesecake Shop Shepparton is open 7 days and has 1 hour click and collect? Treat yourself, Shepparton. Order in store or online at cheesecake.com.au.
We all go crazy over cakes at the Cheesecake Shop. Yeah.
Station sponsor.
Thinking of retiring or downsizing? Come and see how terrific life can be at Freedom Place, the area's newest over 50s village. Come and see this wonderful gated community and walk through the brand new owner's centre with its very own bowling green, swimming pool, gym, golf simulator, theatre room and much, much more. You can also park your caravan right beside your home on the fully fenced blocks. Plus, you get a freehold title. Life can be a dream at Freedom Place. So call now on 58316405 to book in your personal inspection.
Station sponsor.
Welcome back to Sorry about that. You're back with 1FM Live and Local Now.
Did you want to do karaoke or?
I did not press play there. I'm going to back myself in on that.
And if you want to do karaoke next week, we can work it in.
Yeah, I'll just get that song back up ready to go next.
Was that a song question, like for the quiz?
No, it wasn't.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That was a classic stitch up is what that was. I reckon it's a sticky mouse button. Anyway.
I'm going to say 1990. Oh, no, maybe 2000.
Maybe two. Oh, I don't have it. Don't have it in front of me. I'm rattled. Okay. Now, that 2002, actually, it does say. I don't think that's right, though.
No, what? No.
Maybe that's when we put it on the system here.
No, it was. Yeah. That was when the album came out.
Yeah.
Okay. Play on. One of the early ones. That is, that will come up, though. You will get that again in about 10 minutes.
So you get to enjoy it again.
Yes. Without further ado, we will get to the quiz. Action packed this week.
Maybe a bit of On This Day later.
On This Day, we didn't get time this week anyway. Sorry guys. Rightio, just buzz in with the names I think this week. Keep it plain simple. Name three. Oh, this is for 2 points. Name three of the top five countries in the world in terms of active military troops.
Package.
USA, Russia, and China.
Ooh, I'll pay that. Yes, he's named third, United States, Russia, fifth, and China, first.
Do you have a fourth there?
Yes.
I reckon it's South Korea.
Ooh, no, they're seventh or eighth on the list. Ooh.
India?
India are second, and North Korea are fourth. So 2 points to the package.
Yeah, South Korea's got a mandatory training Like, yes. Yeah, that's why I thought they'd be in that.
Someone's watched... that was hinted to on... What's that Netflix one that's going? I've had a
Squid. Yeah, no, I didn't
reference Squid Game though.
Mm. Well, the Tottenham bloke had to go back and do his service.
Yes, he did.
You have to do
the striker.
I think before you're 21. Sean
Min. Yes, I think so.
You have to do like minimum of a year or 2 years. Anyway, keep going.
Very good. Now,
very very educational this quiz.
Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to name three clues, and you need to buzz in and name the country. So, for example, if I said
Paella.
Kangaroo, koala, Spain. Not Russell Crowe. That's a bad one. He's New Zealand, technically. But yes, anyway.
Don't say Pavlova or Lamington.
Yes, exactly. Grey areas. But you get the idea. So all for 1 point, these. Actually, the last one will be worth two.
Oh.
Beer, Black Forest.
Package. Germany.
Yes, he's went early too. He hasn't listened to all three. Third one was Beethoven. So
beer, really?
But it's all three in conjunction. So... Yeah.
Okay.
Napoleon, champagne.
Package.
I thought that was just Will.
I think I said it pretty quietly, yeah.
It was just Will, yep.
France.
Correct. And Eiffel Tower was the third.
Oh.
That one, they get harder. 1956 Revolt, Lake Balaton, and Goulash.
Will. Is it Russia?
As.
No.
Sweden?
No.
Package. Norway.
No. Hungary. Prince Albert.
Package. England.
No.
Keep going.
Prince Albert. Formula One. Casino.
Will. America.
No. Prince Albert. Formula One. And Casino.
Can I jump back in?
As. Italy.
No.
No, I'm done.
It's a bit of a trick one. Small country, landlocked by France. Monaco, yes. Mm. But
can I get it again?
Because
you gave Bill a second crack at it.
No.
I said no.
Oh. No. No, sorry, mate.
What about half point?
No.
You didn't...
Really scrounging here, Will.
Good. Yeah, really sound desperate.
Formula.
Last one. This one, I'm happy with 2 points for this one.
Ooh.
Bohemia, Charles Bridge, and Skoda.
Oh, Will.
Mm.
Is it Sweden?
No.
Package. South Korea?
No. Okay. Bohemia, Charles Bridge, and Skoda.
Scotland.
Czech Republic.
Oh, my second guess was
I would have been impressed. Belgium. Yeah. Monaco probably should have been worth 2 points too, in fairness. Okay, we're off them. A lot of feedback.
We're off you, mate.
Getting a lot of feedback. That was a good little segment there, subsection of the quiz.
Already?
Yeah, already. It's going off. who won the first ever Brownlow medal?
As.
Well.
Chaz Brownlow.
No. Like that,
Billy
though.
Brownlow.
Okay.
Harms. Package, Harms.
No, that's the first ever Norm Smith.
Damn it.
I got no idea.
Okay. I'll reword the question then for 1 point. What decade was the first Brownlow Medal Award?
Package. 60s.
As.
No.
70s.
No.
Will. 50s.
20s.
Oh.
Kaji Greaves, Edward Kaji Greaves for Geelong, won it in 1924. Moving off AFL and onto beer. Name three of the leading five beers by market share in Australia.
As. Will.
As.
Great Northern.
Which one?
Zero.
As continue, please.
Thank you. Carlton Draft. 4X.
4X what?
Bitter.
Stop there. But for a bonus point, round out the five. You've named the top three. This is as of 2019, but I
what
still...
What Great Northern was it? Two of them.
I think it did link them as one, perhaps. Yeah. Which is...
There is one arguably better than the other.
Fair call.
Victorian Bitter.
He's named fourth. If you get the fifth, it's a bonus. I reckon do 2 points. That's...
Do you drink beer as?
Nah. Can you tell?
It's left for field, this last one. That's my hint.
I got an idea.
Oh, what's that? Oh.
Telling a...
No, I'm stumped.
Stumped?
Is it a furphy?
No.
Coopers?
But this was of 2019. Coopers was ninth, roughly. Corona. Never would have thought.
Oh, yeah. No.
And then...
It's an Australian beer, though.
No. Market share in Australia. So it ranges from about 12% Great Northern to around 6.8 Corona. But that was as of 2019. So Furphy would have made a fair run since 4X then.
4X bitter?
Yeah, 4X. 4X, I dare say.
4X not. Gold or bitter?
Again, it might link the two.
Takes in a lot of beer.
Mm.
Not
only from one state, though.
Not specific enough.
Well...
Because VB is VB. It's not VB Gold.
Yeah. No, but... That probably links them in.
Check your facts
just
out.
Tell your story, Walken, mate. who won the 2011 Men's One Day Cricket World Cup?
Package.
As?
India.
Correct. Mm. Interestingly, we won, Australia won the three before that and the one afterwards.
Mm-hmm. In India.
Yes, I think so. Sri Lanka. Oh, better hurry up here. Ooh. Which Australian has made the most runs for an Australian on Test debut?
Package. Ashton Agar.
No.
Will. Is it? Is Phil Hughes?
No.
Michael Clarke.
Ooh, he's was fourth, 160-odd. Kepler Wessels, who actually also played for South Africa.
I reckon Hughes did it in the one-day game.
We're getting some feedback on the quiz.
Are we?
Yeah.
Play on. Which Australian's taken the most wickets on debut? Now, there's one more recently and there's two old school. There's one who took 8 and 8 in two innings.
Oh, Jimmy Pattinson was one?
No.
Package? Jason Crazier.
Oh, he's got it. That is a big get. And that's 2 points.
That's good.
He took 8 for 215.
Yeah,
in
I remember it was a punishing 8 wickets.
Interestingly, Bob Massey took 8 for in both innings one game when he debuted in the 70s.
Oh, not bad.
Not bad.
Who'd they play, Bangladesh?
Yeah. No, not sure. Now, we've got one question left. Score update, as for package 5, Will 1. That doesn't sound right. But
you know,
we'll run with that.
We'll run with that.
Quiz is a shambles.
Name 3 countries with a blue and white flag.
As.
Package.
Scotland.
Yep.
Australia. Are we saying blue and white or
only blue and white? I'll give you a rego on technicality. Only blue and white.
All right. So Scotland.
This is to win too. Oh.
Do you count someone like an Argentina?
Will, you're giving him
Argentina?
Correct. I can't win. No, because Argentina's got yellow in it.
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't it have like a little yellow emblem in it?
Don't think so.
And Greece.
Correct.
I reckon Argentina's got the yellow.
Yeah, I reckon Argentina's got the yellow.
It was on my answer list. It was on there.
This quiz is worse than mine.
It is baby blue, though. It's not dark blue.
I'm sorry, this is worse than mine. Anyway, moving on.
Cracking quiz, that's it. As 6, package 5. Your feedback coincides with your score, Will. We're off 1, so that makes sense.
Well done.
Finland on there?
Finland was on there?
Yeah. What else?
I'm just curious. Is it Ivory Coast?
No.
Is it landlocked?
Ivory Coast has orange, green, white. There was quite a few actually. So
not Egypt, but like somewhere around there, I reckon they've got like the
San Marino might have been another one.
Something like that.
I can't remember.
If you include Argentina in that, you can technically include probably Australia and also Fiji and anything with a Union Jack in it.
I don't think it matters because I won. So
yeah, well done, Az. Yeah, it's great.
Congratulations on your first win too, Az. It's taken 6 months.
That's not quite true.
That's what he got here for 4 hours beforehand.
Yeah, looking at the Argentina flag now, that's not a colour. That's actually an emblem or a symbol on it.
Yeah, but it's the colour on the flag.
Yeah. We'll play on. We'll pay it. Anyway, coming up, we've got the Dutch program, so stick around. And now, the Red Hot Chili Peppers with the Zef song. You're listening to 1FM, live and local.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.